Would you open your scriptures, please, this evening to the Gospel according to John? And in this particular lesson, we'll take tonight the second half of the first chapter of the Gospel according to John. Now, just to review for a minute, last week we started in John chapter 1 and verse 1, and we had these very beautiful words. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And then the final verse that we took last week was in verse 14, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. And we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So there we see that Jesus is divine, Jesus is eternal, Jesus is the God-man. Isaiah 7:14 is true, that His name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God with us. And we see that the Word that existed eternally with God and was God became flesh. His name is Jesus. Now at this point, as we begin tonight, we have the witness of John the Baptist to the Son of God. So in other words, John the Baptist gives his witness about Jesus. So verse 15 begins, John bore witness of Him. So John the Baptist, not John the Evangelist that is writing this particular gospel. So John the Baptist understood, bore witness of Him, that is of Jesus, and cried saying, "This was He of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." Now, this is kind of interesting in that, first of all, in verse 15, it says, John bore witness of Him and cried, saying, "This was He of whom I spoke." Now, John had already seen Jesus baptized at the River Jordan. And then at this time where we're seeing verse 15, Jesus was in the process of the 40-day fast and then the temptations that followed after that. So here in verse 15, he says, "This was He of whom I spoke. He that cometh after me is preferred before me." And then another interesting thing, "For He was before me." Now we know that when Mary was visited by the angel Gabriel, and it was announced to her that she was to be the mother of the Messiah, that she went to see her cousin Elizabeth, who was the mother of John the Baptist, and Elizabeth said, you know, the one that was barren is pregnant 6 months. And so therefore that means that John the Baptist would be 6 months older than Jesus. And yet here John the Baptist at the end of verse 15 says, "He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." You see, he was Jesus existed from all eternity, as we had in verse 1. Now, with regard to the time that they start, under the Jewish custom, a man was not allowed to begin a ministry until he was 30 years of age. So therefore, we would assume that John was 30 years of age, then he began his work as the precursor of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus, not yet being 30, had to wait about 6 months. And then when he turned 30, we will assume that he began his public ministry. So, therefore, since John has already seen Jesus, we can assume that John has been involved here for at least 6 months or so. Now then verse 16 says, and it says, "And of His fullness have all we received, and grace for grace." Now this is more John the Evangelist speaking, where he says, "And of His fullness have we all received," that is, we that are Christians, we that are believers, "and grace for grace." That means blessing upon blessing has come upon the individual, has come upon mankind, because of the fact that God became man. Now, in verse 17 it says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." So here John the Evangelist puts in a sharp focus, really, the fact that there's a difference between the two covenants, the old covenant and the new. So the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Now, you might say that under the law given by Moses, God demanded righteousness of human beings. And the law was given as kind of a guide as to the way that they should go, and men were never able to fulfill the law. All the law did was condemn them because God's standards are so high. The only one that perfectly kept the law was Jesus himself. Now, on the other hand, see what Jesus does with grace. He gives, he bestows righteousness. So in the Old Testament, righteousness was demanded.